Locks, written and read by Ashley Nugent. Dedicated to my dad, who has truly lived by his favourite saying, triumph over adversity. And to my mentor, Ted Devlin, who taught me that in times of success, humility is our best friend. True teachings last forever. Prologue. It is a sign of how far we have travelled that just to repeat the terms that were common parlance to anyone growing up in Britain in the 1970s, 80s and 90s requires this precursory note. Why repeat those terms so offensive now? Racist, homophobic, sexist and downright insensitive. Why? Well, because we have to be honest about where we have been if we are to adequately chart the next stage of our journey. It is beyond the remit of this little prologue to explain how these terms were normalised, why and by whom. But, hopefully, by pointing out that they were, and by showing how such a world shaped dangerous tenets in our collective and individual consciousnesses, I will contribute something meaningful to the conversation on where we are going. I had to do something. Something had to happen. Ashley Nugent, August 2022. Contradiction is a ruling principle of the universe, and everything in phenomena, whether it's the physical world or the biological world or the social world, has its internal contradiction that gives motive to things, that internal strain. Dr. Huey P. Newton, co-founder of the Black Panther Party, in an interview with William Buckley. Part 1. Gifts. Something had to happen. Loads of things had happened to me cause an increase. Nothing ever happened to me. Well, we will be in Jamaica in just over 10 uncomfortable hours, said Increase, looking at his watch as we walked through departures, Terminal 2, Manchester Airport. This should be great, he said, exaggerating a toothy grin at me, apart from all the niggers, of course. He said it loudly enough that the two big black girls walking in front of us could definitely hear. I wondered what they must have thought. It was Friday the 16th of July 1993, 15 days before my 17th birthday. 1993 was the year that Spike Lee asked me where I came from on Malcolm X and Snoop Doggy Dogg Bow Wow Wowed the world in Dre Day. Black people were popping up all over the place. There was a time when the only person on telly that everyone in school could say that I looked just like was Trevor McDonald. By the time 1993 came around, I'd been told that I looked like Frank Bruno. I'd been accused of looking like Andy Peters. And once, someone even said I looked exactly like Mr. Motivator. I thought Joe Shirley was genuinely trying to be nice when he'd said, "Don't worry about it, Egon. You don't look nothing like Mr. Motivator." But he went on, "You're not even a proper black. You're more like that other fella, what's his name?" His eyes lit up. "Gary Wilmot," he chuckled. "Gary fucking Wilmot." 1993 was the year that Stephen Lawrence got murdered by racists, and I became an angry black lad with a chip on his shoulder. Mum and Dad were at a function the night I heard about Stephen Lawrence, so I took Dad's Ford Granada and drove around Highton playing my NWA tape, Niggers for Life, at top volume, Real Niggers Don't Die, snarling at gangs of white lads like I'd fucked them all up. On me own. "I can't believe you've talked me into going to Jamaica," said Increase. I stared out the window of the Boeing 737 at the clouds billowing up into white empires over the Atlantic Ocean. I hadn't talked him into anything. He'd invited himself. My favourite primary school teacher, Miss Elwin, used to tell me that a hero's journey always starts with the hero having to leave home and go off on a mission. A quest. An adventure. At first, though, the hero doesn't...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?